Well, Nikki Schreiber is here. Nikki Schreiber is a real celeb. I better sit up straight and come to attention now. We've got somebody here who's in control of the whole social media world. Nikki Schreiber, you may know her from Humans of Judaism, a site, a social media platform, maybe is the best way to say it, that has had quite a has made quite an impression, has quite an effect on the Jewish world. I welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
Can I assume it's the first time you've been on a Nefesh B'Nefesh flight?
That is an accurate assumption, and a charter, no less.
Now, yeah, the charter is right. Yeah, the group flights are ones we don't like to neglect to mention. The charter is simply amazing. Would it be fair to say that your social media presence is dominated by photos? Would that be an accurate way of portraying it?
Pretty accurate. The photos and the story behind them, behind
right.
the photos.
Therefore, today, and by today I mean what happened to JFK and what's happening on this plane, what types of scenes, shots, photos are striking your fancy about this flight?
So we have some interesting passengers on this flight, aside from present company included. The person standing in front of me before I was checking in security was the Lieberman family. Mm. So that was quite exciting.
Senator's daughter.
Senator's daughter is making Aliyah, and just an absolutely lovely family. And they're just regular people, just like the rest of us, Jews, making Aliyah, moving. And he was here as a father, so it was really just rather cool to meet them. And I couldn't believe that there are pets on this flight.
Yeah,
there are Olim that are pets. I was just like,
now I really feel bad. So we got dogs making Aliyah. I haven't done so yet.
It was very impressive. But there's just such a broad group of different people who are on the flight, and I want to hear all of their stories. So in terms of pictures, it was just really capturing the group shots and then the individuals. I mean, we had a suitcase on here. You just from the rabbi before. It was incredible.
I don't know how I did not remember to speak with him about it, but again, his grandfather,
yes,
right, used that suitcase to arrive in America. And now, and
straight
now,
from the DP camp,
correct,
he said.
From a DP mm-hmm. camp in World War II, and now that goes back to Israel.
And
with
now
that.
It's going to Israel. I mean, that suitcase has made quite a trip. So it's also grabbing the picture of when I saw that come on the plane. I'm like, right. Let me grab that shot, because I definitely needed to include it in the landscape of the pictures from this flight.
You know, two of the photos or shots or scenes that always get me, seeing the fathers bless their children who are making Aliyah, which was...
That is one of my favorites,
that
too.
That was dominating the scene at the end of the official ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is watching the grandmothers bend down to the strollers and kissing and hugging their grandchild for the last time for a while, obviously. I mean, they're heading to Israel now, so it's going to be a few days, if not more, until they see them. And those things are just, you know, heartwarming and amazing.
They are, because you know what's interesting is you just look to the different families that are on the trip, and they kind of look like my family,
right.
and or they look like my family who's made Aliyah in the past. And it's just nice seeing the different faces from different places, just all doing the same thing, living the dream, heading there, and especially humbling. I think I heard somebody saying on a previous interview, I'm sitting behind the studios here. So I heard about someone who made Aliyah on Tisha B'Av, and I couldn't stop thinking all Tisha B'Av about how profound it is that we were heading to Israel this week, and I was going into Tisha B'Av with sadness about what we've lost, but gratitude about our abilities of what we can do today in this generation. It's incredible.
Nikki Schreiber's here, Humans of Judaism. What post or photo or episode put you on the map? What were you looking back? What do you think really had a major impact out there, made a real impression on the Jewish world?
It was really just the takeoff of when I started it, because I was an avelis for my father, and I started it in June of 2014, which the real takeoff was just the fact that that summer that I was trying to put out good content for the community, quality, positive, it was the summer that Gilad, Ayal, and Naftali were kidnapped, and it was
right.
Operation Protective Edge, and it was quite an emotional summer, to say the least, for those who remember it, obviously. So that just kicked off it, seeming like it's popular. By the end of the summer, I had 10,000 Instagram followers, and Shabbat Project was reaching out, different organizations were reaching out. But I definitely, I think I mentioned it on the last time I was on, when I was on with Miriam interviewing, was It has to be, and I know my father was smiling, it has to be when Jerry Seinfeld reposted my article about him visiting Israel.
Right.
So it was just so profound, where I was just blown away, because the ultimate Jew, in the ultimate place, it was my like trifecta of pictures. It was the IDF, it was Jerry Seinfeld, it was Israel, and the fact that he reposted my retelling of that moment on his own Twitter and Facebook was beyond profound. That was pretty mappy. That was on the map, I would say.
Very cool.
But yeah, that was really one of the... And then the other one was actually... it's also... with the internet, it's fascinating, because something that you don't even plan, you would think, you know, to go viral, you just don't expect it. And one of my most unusual posts went viral. It was a French Holocaust survivor. It was a woman speaking in French. It was a subtitled 4-minute video. And it was viewed over like 20, 30 million times. I don't know how it took off, but on humans, it was just shared so many times. That was a profound moment, because that started bringing new followers to the page,
right,
because they started to see this. And they do, and people do appreciate retelling these stories and hearing what it is, and it captures.
It's amazing. All these media help control the mood of the world. All these media can tell us great, heartwarming stories, can be very damaging, as we know.
They can. And that's why it's funny, because I focus on the positive, because I think that also even in the comment section, it's so easy to get it wrapped up, and it's infectious to say, oh, I thought it was this. Or, you know, I always use the example, I can post the picture of a sunset, and there's always going to be one person who's going to say, you know, the sun causes skin cancer. So you have to also set the table correctly and anticipate some of the bizarre feedback, but monitor it to maintain that kind of more positive environment, because there are some pages that like to capitalize on the yucky stories in the community that are easy to indulge in.
That is an understatement. Nikki Schreiber, Humans of Judaism, best way is on all the social media platforms.
That's
to search
right.
Humans of Judaism.
Just look for Humans of Judaism. It's that simple, or go to humansofjudaism.com.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Enjoy the flight.
Thank you.
It is quite an amazing flight, that's for sure. JM and the AM on this Wednesday morning broadcast. We are on the plane. That's right, on the plane. Is it possible to broadcast a show from a plane? We've proven it yet again. Here we are as we broadcast our JM and the AM Wednesday show.